Today's daf was Yuma Daf Samaches. We started in the Gemara in the bottom of Samaches and Beis. This started to discuss whether the Big Day Kuhuna Mutale Hanus Mehen or not, whether you're allowed to get Hana from the Big Day Kuhuna or not. We thought we had a right from the Mishnah, because the Mishnah said that when the Kohen Gadol is Kori Batorah, when he reads from the Torah, he can wear the Big Day Kuhuna if he wants, but he doesn't have to. So from the fact that he doesn't have to, you see that it's not a Navoda. And yet he's still allowed to wear the Big Day Kuhuna. So apparently, he's allowed to get Hana from the Big Day Kuhuna even when he's not doing the Avoda. So the Gemara says, nah, Kriya's Tzorech Avoda. It's not a real Avoda, but it's something that's in the general structure of Avoda, and therefore, maybe that's why he's allowed to wear the Big Day Kuhuna. The Gemara says, well, maybe we could bring a Raya from the fact that it says that Loha Yushein in the Big Day Kodesh, that they can't sleep wearing the Big Day Kuhuna, the implication being that they're allowed to eat wearing the Big Day Kuhuna, so you see you're allowed to get Hana from the Big Day Kuhuna. The Gemara says, nah, when they eat, that's also part of the Avoda, because Kohanim Ochlum Ubaylam Ischap, part of the kapara that people get is from the Kohanim eating the karbanos. Aye, but they're allowed to walk in the Big Day Kuhuna. Versus, nah, maybe they're not allowed to walk in the Big Day Kuhuna. The whole chiddush of them sleeping in the Big Day Kuhuna is not that they're of not sleeping in the Big Day Kuhuna is not that they're not allowed to sleep in it. That's no chiddush. The chiddush is that they could fold it up and put it by their heads. What does that mean? They could put it by their heads. So the Gemara has two opinions. Rav Papa says lo tema tachas rashein ela ima keneged rashein. They cannot actually put it underneath their heads. They could just put it near their heads, and they don't have to worry about rolling over on it and smashing it, but they could put it near their heads. The second opinion the Gemara has is the opinion of Rav Ashi, that liolam tachas rashein, they could actually fold up the Big Day Kuhuna and put it underneath their heads. Aye, what about the fact that there's shatness in the Big Day Kuhuna? They're getting hana'a from the shatness. After all, even though it's underneath their heads, they should have to worry that a strand of shatness will come on top of them and will provide some sort of hana'a. So Gemara says, no, Big Day Kuhuna Kashen Hain. Big Day Kuhuna are hard, so they're not going to provide any sort of, they're not going to have any strands that come and get and provide any sort of hana, any sort of warmth. The Gemara tries to bring a proof to the Gemara then raises the question whether Big Day Kuhuna are allowed to be worn outside of the Beis HaMikdash, and tries to bring a proof from the famous story of Shimon HaTzadik and Alexandros Mokdon, that Shimon HaTzadik was told about the fact that the Kutim had convinced Alexandros Mokdon to allow them to take or to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. So he took a whole entourage of people, he put on all the Big Day Kuhuna, and he took a whole entourage of people, and by the time the sun rose in the morning, Alexandros Mokdon saw who it was. He got off of his carriage and he bowed down to Shimon HaTzadik. So they all said to him, what are you doing? He said, when I go out to war, this is the man that I see. This is the image that I see when I go out to war. So Shimon HaTzadik says, the bayis shemispalim bo alecha val malchusecha, the very house where we pray for you, Alexander, that you're going to allow it to be destroyed. He said, what are you talking about? Who wants to destroy it? The Kutim want to destroy it. You can take the Kutim, and they tortured the Kutim and destroyed the area where the Kutim wanted to be Ovid Avodah Zarah. So that was the story. But you see that he wore the Big Day Kuhuna when he went to do this. So the Gemara says, no, maybe it wasn't really Big Day Kuhuna. Maybe it just meant he wore very nice clothing that was so nice, it was ready to be Big Day Kuhuna. Or maybe it means that normally, of course, you're not allowed to wear the Big Day Kuhuna outside. What's he going to do? He's got to save the Beis HaMikdash. And that was the best way to do it, was to appear in the same way that he knew he had appeared in the dreams of Alexander. Then the Gemara tells us that the Kohen Gadol was Omeid, implying that when they gave him the Torah, he stood up, implying that prior to that he was sitting. But normally in the Azara, Ein Yeshiv Ba'Azara L'Malchus Beis David B'Levad, only Malchus Beis David is allowed to sit in the Azara. Kohen Gadol is not allowed to sit in the Azara. So the Gemara explains that the Kriya happened in the Ezras Nashim. It didn't happen in the Azara, and that's why he was allowed to sit in the Ezras Nashim. The Gemara tells us in what way Ezra made Hashem's name great, in what way he glorified Hashem's name, because it says Ha'elokim HaGadol. So either it was that he was Gadol B'Shem HaMeforesh, that he called him by the Shema Meforash, or he invented the Nusach of Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael min ha'olam v'yad ha'olam, and that was a great godless to the Shem Hashem. The Gemara tells the story of the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah, how we realized that the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah kept on beating us. We weren't winning the battle with the Yetzer Hara. So we said to Ribbono Shalom, you know that the only reason you gave us the Yetzer Hara is so that we could win and we could get schar for winning, but we don't need the challenge and we don't need the schar because we're losing. It's not helping. So they were given the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah, and the it came out like a lion, a fire from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and it let out a roar when one hair came off of its mane, and they were very afraid that maybe Kodesh Baruch was going to have Rachmanus, so they had to lock it up in lead, and somehow they quieted that Yetzer Hara down, so the Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah is gone. So he said, "Ooh, hol veis rotzen huni by Rachmei Yetzer Davera. If it worked to defeat the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah, let's defeat the other big one, the Yetzer Hara of Arayos." So they didn't know what to do, because if they were defeated entirely, a chicken wouldn't lay an egg in the whole Eretz Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't listen to half tefillos. So they didn't know what to do, so they decided just to blind its eye. And that had an effect that there's at least no longer a Yetzer Hara for Arayos of people who are closely related to us. The Gemara then goes on to tell us that Moshe Rabbeinu was Mesakein, that we're supposed to say HaKel, HaGodol, HaGibor, VaNora, but then later generations chiseled away at that. That was how Moshe Rabbeinu said, HaKel, HaGodol, HaGibor, VaNora. Yirmiyahu HaNavi said, no, with all the people that are the Nachrim and the Heichal, how can we say Nora? So he knocked out Nora. Daniel said, with all the fact that the Klal Yisrael being serving other nations, how could we say Gibor? So he knocked out Gibor. So till finally, the Chachamim came and brought it back and said, what do you mean? Jewish survival itself is the greatest kavura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that one nation is able to survive. So they brought back the original Nusach. So the Gemara says, what was the Havamina that Yirmiyahu and Daniel, that they were able to take apart a Nusach that Moshe Rabbeinu made, the Akri Takanta, the Takan Moshe Rabbeinu, that then it wasn't even Takanos Moshe, it's a Pasuk. They're gonna undo Pesukim in the Torah. So Gemara says, but that's the halacha of how one davens HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is we have to daven the way we perceive him. And that's the way they were able to, nothing changed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course, let's say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu changes, but we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu the way we're able to perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we were only able to, in those times in history, they weren't able to perceive the Gvura or the Nora of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore they felt it was necessary to take away that part of the Nusach.